details and to find a store near you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When we see everything that's happening, are there plans sometime soon for a coordinated international effort there? And if so, what would it look like?
Well, there is an international effort going on. So we believe it's important that this not be an American or a NATO or a European effort. It needs to be an international one.
There is CBS's Erica Hill and Secretary of State Clinton. They are talking about the international effort needed to deal with the violence in Libya. That's where we start our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen from Al Jazeera's English channel. Host Tony Beardley talks about the fears some Libyans have as Gaddafi forces seem to be targeting the oil refineries in their country.
It's a huge installation at the very heart of Libya's massive oil and gas industry, and the plant at Ras Lanuf could become a new battleground. Opposition forces control this and virtually every other natural energy facility in the country. But as this conflict wears on, the Libyan leader will need oil. He will have to try and take it by force, or, as many fear, he could bomb oil and gas complexes to prevent anyone else from using them.
We expect that he will destroy everything because he is crazy.
It's only a few hundred kilometers from Gaddafi's military stronghold of Sirte. Front lines are fluid, and the rebel fighters lack organization. The natural gas plant here is a potential time bomb waiting to go off.
The tanks in the installation behind me are filled with lethal chemical gases, which, if released into the atmosphere, would spell disaster for those living nearby and also for those living further afield. But the threat is not only from the air, it's also from the possible negligence of opposition fighters.
Two tanks each contain 15,000 metric tons of toxic gas. If they exploded, everyone within a minimum radius of 15 square kilometers would die.
It was dangerous. That means danger we don't know. First, we get explosion. Some of them, the tanks, will be everywhere. The others, the gases, he will be as the windy. If the windy came from this way, he will go that way. If he go, you know, this is up to the wind.
Trigger-happy, inexperienced men with guns firing wildly into the air have become a common sight in Libyan towns. One stray round could cause the whole installation to explode. Out of 1,000 workers normally employed at the plant, only 10 are left working. The others are too scared to stay.
It will be disappear everything about 15 kilometers around. It will be disappear. I don't hope that's life.
Are you scared a little bit?
A little bit, but I hope, okay, no problem for me.
These men are vital to the safety of the plant, where volatile gases are prone to quick changes in temperature and pressure. They are desperate to burn off as much of the dangerous substance as possible, but it could take weeks. Libya's oil and gas industry has ground almost to a halt, and the crisis has helped push up oil prices. Worldwide, many are paying more for their fuel. In Libya, many could pay with their life.
Karen Sloan from the Associated Press reported on Gaddafi forces hitting other oil refineries and pipelines, trying to destroy anything the rebels might be able to use.
Smoke was rising in thick black pillars above the oil facility of Zidr on Libya's central coast. An opposition spokesman says Muammar Gaddafi's forces struck an oil pipeline and oil storage facility there in battles with rebels. Opposition fighters, meanwhile, were heading toward the clashes from territory they control further east. The longtime Libyan leader appears to be trying to keep up the momentum he seized in recent days in his fight against rebels. He wants to choke off any chance they'd advance to his hometown stronghold of Sirte and beyond to the capital, Tripoli. But opposition gunmen are heading into the fray anyway, on foot if they have to, shouting God is great along the way. The men say they don't want to return home. They want to keep forging ahead to Gaddafi's hideouts. Elsewhere around the town of Ras Lanuf, civilians-turned-fighters were manning anti-aircraft guns, ready to drive away attacks from the skies, even if they'd only just learned how to use the equipment. Abdul Razik Boubacar had been a car mechanic.
I didn't know anything about it. I just learned in 2 or 3 days. Now I know how to use it, thanks to God.
Worries about Gaddafi's warplanes and clashes over Libya's oil facilities, the weapons, and the targets seem clear. The outcome of the fight in the country, though, still appears far from certain.
Coming up, more about Gaddafi and the violence in Libya and the debate over just how, if at all, the U.S. ought to be involved when the Talk Radio Countdown program continues.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the overview brought to you as a public service, I guess, in a manner of speaking. We overview talk radio, talk television, the left and the right, so you'll get the whole discussion and debate about Libya. Now, host David Serrata talks to a couple of callers about what they thought the U.S. ought to be doing there.
Should the United States enforce a no-fly zone over Libya? Is that a first step to getting us embroiled in yet another war in a very volatile region? Or do you support it? Because Gaddafi is such a bad guy, and he is truly one of the world's worst dictators out there. Ralph, what do you think?
I want those who want a no-fly zone over Libya to have the guts to do two things. First, declare war on Libya. Second, volunteer immediately for our military.
I think that's an important point. People hear no-fly zone, and it sounds like, no big deal, right? But a no-fly zone over somebody else's country invading their airspace, that is effectively an invasion, is it not?
No, that is definitely an act of war. You're going to have three things happen. One is you're going to be shooting down their aircraft, act of war. Two, to do that, you have to destroy their anti-aircraft defenses, otherwise our people die, act of war. Three, you're going to be killing innocent civilians as collateral damage.
All right, Ralph, very quickly, I want to play devil's advocate with you. When we see pictures of innocent civilians who were killed from Gaddafi bombing opposition targets, what do you think, what's your reaction going to be? I mean, you're saying I want folks to declare war. Would you support that declaration of war? I'm asking you the question about principle. Should we do this?
Personally, I know people who were involved in the original airstrike that killed Gaddafi's daughter. My feeling is I think the American people, not me, the American people have got to make a decision. If they want war, then have Congress declare war. That's what the Constitution says.
And I think that's a really important point, and nobody's really talking about that, of course. Ralph, as always, good to talk to you. Raphael in Colorado Springs, what do you think?
I agree with the gentleman before. I don't think we should get involved in Libya. While I agree Gaddafi is definitely a bad man, we have tried to take him out in the past, and we've got enough problems right now. While I support Iraq and Afghanistan, I don't support a no-fly zone enforced by us. Most of his oil goes to Europe. Let the French do it.
Host Michael Patrick Shields talks to Senator Carl Levin of Michigan about Gaddafi and what he thinks the U.S. needs to be doing.
He is vowing that Libyans would take arms and resist measures like a no-fly zone. He says imposing a no-fly zone would be an attempt to rob Libyans of their freedom and their oil. United States Senator Carl Levin, the Democrat, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee on the other end of our line. Thank you for the time this morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Have you met Muammar Gaddafi in your years?
I have not.
I've seen him interviewed on Larry King, and I've seen, you know, some of the people who say they've run across him and talked to him. He really is an unusual cat, and now he is really saber-rattling. What do you think happens next in Libya?
Hopefully the world community will keep trying to figure out ways of helping to remove this guy from office without creating a greater problem for ourselves. And there may be ways to do that. There's a lot of options that are being explored, including a no-fly zone, but you have to know before you start moving in that direction exactly what your object is, how much more deeply you'll end up getting involved if you start down that road, what the reaction is in other Arab and Muslim countries. One of the things that's happening now in that part of the world is that their populations are turning on their dictators. And if there's just a Western or American intervention without Muslim country support and without Arab country support, then it's very possible that that wrath will turn on us instead of on the dictators that are in those countries. So we've got to look at a whole bunch of options. We've got to have allies if we're going to do anything. We've got to know precisely what our mission is, what the object is, what the risks are, what the downsides are, as well as what the goals are. We got to keep hopefully putting various forms of pressure on him to leave.
You know, it's interesting. Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was on the program with us a couple of days ago. He made a visit to Michigan, and he's again repeated the mantra that the world is better off without Saddam Hussein. He was a brutal dictator, and, you know, what makes Muammar Gaddafi any different?
Well, it's a different place. I'm not sure it's any different, precisely. the issues, I don't think anyone's suggesting that there be a attack on, a land attack on Gaddafi. What Rumsfeld supported, based on the kind of misstatements that the Bush administration made about Iraq having weapons of mass destruction and Iraq leadership being part of al-Qaeda, who attacked us on 9/11, those kind of misstatements that were the reason that we were told we were going to war against Iraq, those are not even alleged. They were alleged wrongly against Iraq. They're not being alleged against Gaddafi. Mm-hmm. Gaddafi is a different situation where, on a humanitarian basis, he is going right after his own people. And before you enter take offensive action against another country because you got a dictator in charge. There's a hell of a lot of dictators in this world, and you got to decide which ones you're going after and why, and you better have some support. In this case, you better have support in the Muslim and Arab communities or the nations that surround Libya, or else you could find this whole thing backfiring very seriously against us.
You can join the debate about a no-fly zone on our Facebook page as well. Find out more about the latest on Libya by connecting to the homepage at DougStephan.com. DougStephan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Work with us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what talk radio and talk television is focused on. That includes the continuing battle over the budget. Last week, Congress passed an extension bill to keep the government operating for another couple of weeks. Now the clock is ticking, and we're down to 1 week. Talk host Bob Connors reaches out to Rich Johnson from Fox Business News about the Democrats and Republicans who continue to refuse to meet to get to the middle of this budget.
The budget battle continues. Any of the sides any closer together? Are they still far apart? And if they're far apart, what seems to be the hooking point?
Pretty much everything keeping them apart, and no, they're not. The most interesting words yesterday were from West Virginia Senator, the freshman Joe Manchin, the former governor, who said, Republicans say Democrats don't go far enough. Democrats say Republicans don't go far enough. Both are true. Both proposals will fail. Everybody knows they will fail. Why are we doing this theater? Let's get on to the real thing.
Okay, what about the young freshman Republicans? Where are they coming down on all of this?
Well, you know, the House they're watching on the side. This is the Senate vote today, but certainly the attempts at that compromise that the leaders from both bodies will eventually have to get serious about are going to be tougher from, say, John Boehner's standpoint because of the 80 House freshman Republican, mostly Tea Party folks, who are going to hold his feet to the fire and say, no, we're not voting for compromise. We want it all. The only problem is they're not going to get it all. And how they will convince, how the leadership will convince some of those folks that, you know, no, you're not going to get it all. You're going to get as much as we can get. That's going to be one of the more interesting side battles in this thing.
Any buzz on NPR funding?
It was taken out from H.R. 1. I think it is left intact in the Senate bill. I'm sure there will be some cuts. You know, certainly a fundraiser for NPR did his cause no harm, no good the other day by being caught on tape in a sting operation, bad-mouthing the Tea Party and conservatives in general. And remember, the funding line is for public broadcasting, not just NPR, also television. And a lot of it also, of that money, goes to local public stations, especially the ones out in the far-flung areas. I mean, there are these little towns in Alaska that if it wasn't for the public radio station, there would be no media, period. And those are the folks who really are threatened by these cuts, not so much NPR.
Yeah, and that is what the original intent was to serve those markets that weren't getting any signals from anywhere else.
Yeah, and just are too small for commercial radio stations. There's just not enough business in there to support, but those are vital communications links. You go up to Alaska in those little towns, and they use those almost as like a telephone. They relay personal messages all the time because it's the only way people can hear.
In a talk radio interview, ABC's Steve Portnoy talks about the possibility of a government shutdown again next week.
You have to hope that something happens between now and March 18th. Otherwise, the current continuing resolution will expire, and there could be a government shutdown. Right now, the two sides are about $50 billion apart. The Republicans have a plan that would cut, as you've heard, something upwards of $55 billion, maybe close to $60 billion. The numbers are still kind of sort of iffy. The CBO issued a new estimate that kind of moves these numbers around. But that's where the Republicans are. Deep, deep cuts. This is the package that passed the House. Senate Democrats are putting forward a separate measure that would effectively cut about $5 billion, a little less than $5 billion from this fiscal year. And so that's how far apart these two sides are. Both of these measures will come up for a vote today. They would require 60 votes to pass under a special rule that actually was put forward under a unanimous consent request. So the leaders are like, yeah, sure, we'll have these votes, and we'll require that there be 60 votes. But everybody knows that neither one's going to get 60 votes. So this just puts everybody on the record. We'll see what comes out of this, but we know that everyone's pretty sure that neither one of these two bills will pass.
Now, my friends, it's your turn. What do you think about the possibilities of a government shutdown? I could play back what we did 2 weeks ago and probably come up with the same calls, right? If Congress can't agree, should they shut it down? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Talk radio in review. This is everything you need to know about the latest coming up review of what talk hosts and callers are saying about Gitmo from radio and television, though we're back to Libya for a few more moments. Here are Tom Rivers talking to Dave Hogan and Carl Swan on their radio program. Rivers is an ABC reporter about the countries that are trying to help the people of Libya.
A lot of development. Every day there's developments, even over the weekend. We've got to keep tracking this thing. And a couple of fronts. Let's start in Geneva. We've got Hillary Clinton there along with foreign secretaries from a number of other countries, including Britain, France, Germany, Italy. They're all wanting to sing from the same sheet. We're expecting a final communique coming out of there in a few hours, but we'll see what happens. Right now, France is doing something on its own, saying it's going to get transport planes to drop humanitarian aid into Benghazi in the east. And the question is, how much financial humanitarian aid can the West give without giving, you know, what you don't want to do is send crates of ammo and guns because that may backfire on you down the road somewhere. Yeah. So it's a difficult one at this stage of the game.
We're hearing the phrase civil war bandied about now. Do you think it's gotten to that?
You know, it's a great question, and we're all watching it closely because we can't, you don't know which way the domino is going to fall. Mm-hmm. But the big thing to watch right now is this town about 30 miles west, as you probably know, of Tripoli. Mm-hmm. Zahira, and it's about a town of about 200,000. The rebels now control this town. It's so close to the stronghold of Tripoli. Everybody's watching it. And the question really is now, because you've got, in essence, pro-Qaddafi forces encircling this town. Now, this thing could be a bloodbath, or, as we've seen in days gone by, more and more elements of the Qaddafi military saying, look, this is not worth fighting. We're on the losing side of this equation. We're just going to put down our arms and walk away. We don't know where it's going to go. That's why we got to keep watching this one very closely.
Tom, are there any foreign nationals who are still in Libya that need some help getting out?
You know, there's probably a few stragglers. Most of them are out now using ships, using cargo transport planes, using also chartered commercial planes. That's kind of worked its way through the system. Just about everybody that wants to go has. There's still probably are a few pockets. There may be, you know, who knows, in the next day or two, a mop-up kind of flight saying, you know, whoever can possibly get on this thing, get to the airport or, you know, get to this port, get on this thing, because we're really running out of avenues at this stage.
You know, the Gaddafi brothers, the sons there, it almost sounds like a vaudeville act. The Gaddafi brothers, and kind of the way they're acting, too, have seemed to have relented in the last 24 to 36 hours and have let some Western correspondents in with the idea that they want to talk to them to try to put the best face on this. My partner, Dave, here, said it reminded him of Baghdad Bob back then. All is calm. Everything is okay. Do not worry. Are you seeing that?
We're seeing some of that, too. You're absolutely right. After trying to shut things down, they said, well, I guess that didn't do very well for us, so we decided, let's bring them on in. Some in, they brought some down to this town of Zahira yesterday, and to say, you know, look at guys, we've got people here that are on our side, and they get there, what are they confronted with? Anti-Qaddafi protesters. So, you know, whatever way at this stage of the game, Qaddafi brothers are on the losing side of the equation.
We had heard, and I suppose it's still the case, that the Qaddafis themselves had been importing mercenaries from Chad, from Sudan, and this sort of thing. Are they still playing a role in this?
Well, again, anecdotally, we've heard these reports, and we've seen now documented footage of individuals from Chad that are being held by the rebels. How did they get there? Well, you know, I guess they were flown in.
Yeah.
How many of them? We don't know, but it certainly was a strategy of Qaddafi to put these people out there and to shake up his own people from his own country.
How many of you have heard the other discussions about other regions in turmoil? Their groups and demonstrations in Yemen. These things have mushroomed since the last weekend. Pro-democracy demonstrators, 180,000 strong or more, about 30,000 anti-government protesters were outside of the couple of universities, outside of the main one that had 190,000 protesters. This is a day of rage there, and as you know, there have been people that have been trying to line something like this up in Saudi Arabia. All these areas, very, very interesting how after all these years with little information, people want to change their reality. Maybe in the end, not a bad item for us to consider. Again, I keep talking about how we could do the same thing. We could do worse here in our country. Lessons to be learned, anyway. Finalizing this Libyan discussion from CNN, John King and Fareed Zakaria, two of the hosts on that network, talked about the international impact of what's going on in Libya.
The administration now getting more and more criticism for what I'll call the hawks in the Congress. Are the hawks right, or is the administration right to be cautious?
I think the administration is right now. The president has said all options are on the table. They're not ruling anything out. But look, a military intervention in another Muslim Arab country, this would be the third Muslim country we would intervene in 10 years, is a big deal. We should be thinking about it. We should be cautious. It would hand a weapon over to Gaddafi, which is he would be able to say he was resisting Western imperialism, American aggression. I think that the president has to do something because he has drawn a line in the sand and he has to keep mounting the pressure on Gaddafi. But there are other ways to do it. We could fund covertly the opposition, the rebels. We could arm them. We could provide all kinds of logistical support to them. We could try and get the neighbors to get more involved. We could get the Arab League to maybe start a process where they request a no-fly zone. And in that context, perhaps the no-fly zone becomes more viable. The crucial thing, I think, to understand is Gaddafi still does have something of an army, a paramilitary force, lots of weaponry at his disposal. Even if you put the no-fly zone in place, the balance of power is against the rebels. And so we will have to do lots of other things to try and keep pressing on Gaddafi to make him understand, make the people around him understand that the end of this drama is preordained. It's just a question of how long they want to take. But Gaddafi cannot stay in power forever. He's going to have to find some exit strategy for himself.
And when people debate the no-fly zone, many draw the Bosnia comparison. Now, Libya is not on the scale of the genocide that we had in the Balkans, but it took some time, you remember, for the world community, and especially for the President of the United States, to reach the stage where so many images of the violence, so many images of horrible, horrific bloodshed, the world finally acted. Is there a comparison, or is that unfair?
Look, there are some similarities to be sure, but this is an Arab country, this is a Middle Eastern country, the whole region. The other governments have made it clear that they would not welcome American military intervention. Other African countries have made it clear they would not welcome American military intervention. This was not the case in Europe, which was a more complicated one, where some Europeans didn't want the United States in, but others very enthusiastically did. I think that each of these cases have to be taken on their merits, and certainly the no-fly zone should be an option. I simply think that the United States has many tools at its disposal, and the president is wise at this point to say we're not going to rush into. What is the lesson of the last 10 years, John, in terms of Afghanistan and Iraq? It's easy to start a military intervention. These things take on a life of their own. You're then in the thick of a very complex fight. The enemy has a vote and can alter whatever your plans are, that these things are going to be clean and surgical and you're going to go in and out. And you take on enormous responsibilities for the country that you are militarily intervening in. What Colin Powell said about Iraq is worth remembering. You break it, you buy it.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know the cost between the war beginning in Afghanistan and Iraq, from that point to this, you, the American taxpayer, has paid $800 billion in Iraq and Afghanistan to either sort out, straighten out, or mess up what's going on in those countries. $800 billion of your hard-earned cash, and what do we have to show for it? So do we get involved in yet another problem? Interesting to see when you look at the pictures of what's going on from various media in the world. You always see pictures of men running away from the violence in Libya, trying to get on buses at the border, trying to take cabs out of the various cities to get across the border into Tunisia or wherever the upset is. Never see any women, do you? Do you see any women in any of these pictures? Pretty interesting as we study what's going on in the Middle East. The revolts shaking this area are about a lot of things, but the most potent is a yearning for respect after decades of repression, promises betrayed by guys like Gaddafi and Mubarak and their ilk. And it will continue. 800-510-8255. Up next in our focus, what's going on at Gitmo, Guantanamo, and your calls at 800-510-8255 at 16 before the hour.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Member Michelle Bowman on the Sam's Club E-Values Savings Celebration.
E-Values lets me sample extra savings on top of the values I already get at Sam's Club.
March 9th through 13th, try E-Values, the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year, like $150 off select HP notebooks, $50 off select Serta mattresses,
even $1 off fresh strawberries,
and much more. Not a member? Join now and sample E-Values. Sam's Club, savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bites that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
800-510-8255. All right, as far as Libya is concerned, continuing on that vein, here is from ABC Tom Rivers talking to Dave Hogan, host on a radio program, actually a pretty good radio program, about the latest on the violence in Libya and what else is going on in that area of the Middle East.
In the past hour, I've got an email from my colleague Miguel Marquez down in Tripoli, and he kind of puts it this way. It's sort of like a tug of war, and it looks like the pro-Qaddafi people are pulling a little bit harder today. Mm. It doesn't equate to what may be the end result of all this, but the pro-Qaddafi people are trying now, after stalemate of a few days, trying to impose their will on certain locations in the east and in the west, guys. How are they doing that? Well, they've got the armor, and they're starting to roll it out and starting to use it. And one of the big questions was, why didn't it come in with a stronger, if you will, offensive? And the idea is, the thinking is, that they don't want to be too strong and totally decimate the local population, yeah, right, because then they are going to be, in essence, calling on the international community to come to their aid. Is there any response at this point, any direct response from the international community to help the so-called rebels or those who are definitely anti-government at this point? Well, again, there's a lot of conversations, but nothing, you know, no meat on the table, if you will, at this point of the game. We're going to be looking to the UN again tomorrow to see what comes forward. They may have a resolution on a no-fly zone, although Russia, for instance, thinks that's not going to be very productive. It's not going to be very useful. That's at least what their position is. But people say in Britain here and in Washington are saying, yeah, that's one of the options we should look at. Quick question, Tom. Yesterday, or maybe last night, I don't know exactly what it was with the time difference between there and here, but we saw lots of video of Qaddafi meeting with what apparently was a representative of some of the media in Turkey or from Turkey. Do we know what was said in that meeting? Well, again, we had some inkling there because he went to a hotel. Right. And he was, again, showing the fact that I guess he can show his face around town and the fact that he feels a little bit stronger than he did a few days ago. Yeah, okay. Understood. We've been focusing on Libya, and, of course, other nations naturally have been in the focus. We think of Asia, we think of Egypt, of Tunisia, and some of these. What's happening in some of the other area countries around the Persian Gulf right now? Well, again, things are slowing down a little bit in Egypt. And fascinating, one of the top Libyan officials has just flown in the past couple of hours to Cairo with a message from Qaddafi to the top administration, temporary administration in in Egypt. We'll see how that plays out.
Wow.
Is it something in the nature of, you know, this is like a strategy to get me out of the country? We don't know, but keep watching this one.
I have another question about Libya before we talk about any of the other nations around there. Quickly, it seems like there is a humanitarian crisis looming in the eastern part of Libya because of the refugees. Has anything been resolved on that?
Not on that score, although, you know, Benghazi is open to ships, and I guess it would continue to be so if you wanted to get heavy-duty shipments in that way.
Mm.
But, yeah, in the West, it's been an interesting phenomenon. The UNHCR has been down there, a number of aid agencies. They've been seeing, you know, at one stage there was 2,000 migrant workers going into Tunisia per hour. That has actually gone down to very, very little, and the question is why. And one of the theories is, anecdotally, that the Libyan officials are trying to keep people away from the border, sending them back to Tripoli, saying, go to work.
Mm.
So we'll see what's happening on that score, too.
Well, I didn't find that to be too informative, did you? A lot of we and he and they and... All right, anyway, we continue. Lots of people focused on Libya. 51 after on the countdown.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And our focus is on Libya. Forces loyal to Gaddafi infiltrated the main square of the rebel-held town, briefly driving out the opposition. A rebel fighter said to Reuters they had indeed pulled back, but later reclaimed the square with a counterattack. Several of Gaddafi's senior troops, including a general and a colonel, were reportedly killed in the fighting. Local doctors said the death toll there was 40-some-odd. And so the fighting continues, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. Interesting conversation. Only way it affects us is as long as there are disruptions there, it'll cost us more to buy gasoline. I think that's what most people are concerned about. On CNN, Elliot Spitzer and Will Kane talked to Governor Bill Richardson, who was involved in this sort of thing when he was involved in the federal government, the Clinton administration. He'd like to see the establishment of a no-fly zone.
Explain to the public why a no-fly zone. What's the justification? Political, ethical, military? Why do you favor it?
Well, I favor it internationally recognized. It should be done U.S. leadership, but through NATO. Why? To intervene in averting a huge humanitarian crisis caused by Gaddafi wanting to maintain control and making a carnage of his own people. There's also energy supply routes. Libya is a major energy producer, and there's responsibilities to Western nations, to America, gas prices. But I think the main reason is humanitarian. This is a strategic part of the Mediterranean. I think we also, as America, need to associate ourselves with the democratic protester movements that are emerging in the Middle East, in Egypt and Bahrain, all across the Middle East and Yemen, happening now in Libya. And I think it's in America's security interest to be associated with this kind of important political change. And America stands for values, for democracy, and this is the best way to express it.
Governor Richardson, Will Cain here. I have been asking this question, as Elliot suggested. Why? Why should we go in to Libya and intervene there? And you suggested the main reason would be humanitarian purposes. And I understand the visuals. Look, bodies are piling up, mass graves are being dug, you know, refugees are flooding out of the country, and you've got a dictator who's not bending to the will of the people. But the situation I just described is what's going on right now in the Ivory Coast. So I'm trying to figure out, what exactly is special about Libya? Why are we going to Libya?
Well, I think in the Ivory Coast, you've got a situation where there's a president who is unwilling to leave. Yes, there's been violence, but not the scale of Libya, where there's a human carnage, where there's thousands, where you have the United States, I think, in a position of exercising not just military but political and humanitarian leadership. I think we've been doing that well.
Governor Richardson, is there a scale that I'm unaware of, quite honestly? Because there are hundreds of people that are dead in Ivory Coast, and you say there's thousands in Libya. What is the threshold? When do we cross over the point at which we now need to take action?
Well, the threshold is, first, you try to resolve problems through diplomatic means. In the Ivory Coast, I think the issue is finding a way to get that illegitimate president out with the Organization of African Unity, with other interlocutors. Look, first you have to proceed with diplomatic political action. Then, if all else fails, you proceed with some kind of military action. I think what we have here in Libya is unparalleled. You have a dictator who wants to stay on, who is killing his own people, who is thumbing his nose at the international community, who is violating United Nations and all kinds of international agreements. You have massive human rights violations. And what we need to do, I believe, is, in concert with other countries, the threshold is get the international community, in this case NATO, this is an out-of-area conflict, to provide leadership, to provide humanitarian supplies to those that are dispossessed and fleeing, to possibly, in my view, arm the rebels in a way that is not direct by American ground forces. I'm not for American ground forces there, but I think in a covert fashion. And a no-fly zone that I believe can be done with international legitimacy through NATO. They're debating it right now. Britain, France, Italy, with American support. We're already conducting a lot of those refugee airlifts, providing food, supplies. And I think eventually it's going to take providing some kind of military assistance to these rebels.
All right, so there's former Governor Richardson of New Mexico, who was in the Clinton administration, and his take on it. What's yours? Gaddafi loyalists reportedly struck an oil pipeline, oil storage facility, so that means crude oil prices rise up again, and you'll pay more today at the pump than you did yesterday and the day before and the week before and the month before because of all of this. So do we have to be involved? Is it all about us? That's the question that will be debated more. Not here, though, in this hour, because the hour's over.